On land, invasive plants and animals can harm agriculture and forestry. In the water, they can affect tourism and the ecosystem. The DNR increased spending on invasive species management last year to $9.3 million. Most of the money went towards aquatic species. Preliminary studies show that 77% of Wisconsin's lakes surveyed by the DNR contain at least one invasive species. Southern lakes are more at risk. DNR Invasive Species Coordinator Mindy Wilkinson says the obvious key to stopping invaders is preventing them in the first place.
And that absolutely, we know, has the biggest return for any investment, because if you keep something from getting out into a lake and clogging that lake, then you never have to hire the aquatic harvester in the first place.
Officials suggest more money and staff should go towards management and enforcement. Meanwhile, DNR State Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator Bob Wakeman says government, nonprofit, and public partnerships have been crucial.
Folks that are just out there using the waterways are so much more aware of aquatic invasive species today than they were 5 years ago, and they're taking the right actions to prevent their spread, and that's all that I can hope for.
The DNR is currently studying whether the spread of invasive species is slowing down. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.